Bantam Audio Publishing presents Booty for a Bad Man, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour. It had been 4 days since I rode out of camp. I'd been pushing my horse hard, and we were both tired and skittish. Every time I scanned the hills, my hand started inching towards my gun. There was 50 pounds of gold in my saddlebags, none of it mine, and there were men behind me eager to relieve me of my burden. I was starting to hope I'd get away with it when I saw her walking along the road up ahead. It was a day to give rattlesnakes blisters, and she was moving slowly in the heat. She was miles from anywhere, and I wouldn't have thought twice about helping her, except for that damn gold. My father always told me that gold spells trouble faster than anything, except women. It was just my luck to run afoul of both at the same time. I guess my troubles had really started back at Camp Verde. I'd been mining a claim for almost a month, with practically nothing to show for my labors. My friends, on the other hand, had been so busy pulling out the gold they barely had time to count it.
Have a drink on me, Tell. Looks like you need it.
Thanks, Bill. I'll pay you back somehow.
Don't worry about it. Hey, Jim, you want another one?
Sure, I'll get the next round.
You still seeing color?
Keeps on coming. I figure 2-3 months I'll have enough to go back home to my wife.
I'm going to San Francisco and live it up a while. Then I'll worry about a wife.
Oh, Willie. If I could, I'd just sell my claim and get out of this hole.
Well, I'll sell you mine, Paget. Real cheap.
You can keep your rock, Sackett. I'm not ready to go yet anyway. Wind up like Jeff Walker? No thanks.